Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I'm sick and tired of it. We're going to have to shell out $200 million, which they now admit is way overinflated, pork barrel. And the evidence is, and I know people that work for cloud seeding companies, and we're talking a big granddaddy of it all right now, Dr. Ben Livingston, they could neutralize, deflect, weaken these hurricanes. It's been demonstrated. They've done it back in the late 60s, and they're not allowed to, and for chicken feed, for a couple planes loaded up with chemicals, they can go knock out these hurricanes, and they don't let it happen. Because a bunch of greedy, fat bastards, and I hate to talk like that, but it really makes me mad. I don't normally talk like that. Because a bunch of sickos want a bunch of control and a bunch of money, this doesn't happen. And this is not the way this country should operate, and we're really pleased to be joined by Dr. Livingston. Doctor, we're going to only keep it for this segment and one other segment. I want to take a few calls coming up, but you know, there's so many other facets to this story. How do we force the government to allow companies like yours and others to, you know, that have proven this, even when you were heading up government programs, to start protecting the American people? Forget the money. What about the loss of life?
Well, recently I sent a letter, a proposal, if you will, to all 100 senators. I have not heard back from but one of those, and that's Senator Cornyn. He is trying to do for me anything I think he can. But I don't see it. It's not going to happen to the government unless they're exposed some way, and that's my only reason for, if you will, doing this interview. Someone needs to know the truth of this matter. Because it's not right that we have hurricanes come ashore and we cannot stop or kill hurricanes. But we can weaken them and pulse them, if you will. They may grow back, but we'll knock them back down again. So that we would do all of our work within 200 or 300 miles of the shoreline. So we don't really care what the strength of these hurricanes are when they're offshore. We only care what happens when they hit land, make landfall. And we would in our proposal to them, we have stated that we would reduce the winds and the rainfall by 25%. And a hurricane. Well, if you can get down to 100 mile an hour range, most buildings will stand that. You see? And to get below that, of course, you'll have very little damage.
Now, that's with your modest approach. With even more, couldn't you do even more to the hurricane?
I think that's a safe thing to place a bet on. I think that we can, without any trouble, because we did it in the 60s, we had those kind of numbers in the 60s on more than one storm, you see. So I don't have any question. We've got better everything now than we had then. Faster airplanes and better pyrotechnics, a bigger payload, outstanding positioning equipment.
How much chemical would it take to shut the hurricane down and have it dump its water into the Gulf of Mexico?
You see, I don't know if you can do that or not. But I think that we ought to be trying to demonstrate that we can do the first 25% first and then expand our...
But this was demonstrated with Debbie in 69.
Yes. It was demonstrated to 25-30%.
And I've seen the Weather Channel special. Did they consult you on that, Doctor, because you were the one doing it? I mean, they admitted, like, you know, 5-6 feet of water, torrential rains. I mean,
yes.
You guys were just flooding the northern Vietnamese.
Yeah. Well, this thing is longer than it is wide. But if you look at the Gulf of Mexico and the winds that generate these waves that they call the surge, that's only good across about 45 degrees, and when the wind changes more than 45 degrees, it knocks the top off. Knocks the top off of these big waves.
So stay there, sir. We got a break. Tell us about that when we get back. Stay with us.
Hey,
folks. Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops massing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey Purification Elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Been a while since you've seen the dentist? Kids need braces? Can't afford dental care? Then log on to DentalPlans.com and discover huge savings on dental care for you and your family. DentalPlans.com has a vast selection of discount dental plans nationwide, starting as low as $79.95 per year. And with the largest group of combined networks and participating dentists in the nation, you'll find a quality dentist right in your neighborhood. Finally, the solution America needs, the freedom to choose from over 30 discount dental programs from industry leaders like Aetna, GE, Patriot, and many more. Oral surgery, dentures, crowns, fillings or braces, cleanings, exams, and even cosmetic dentistry. Take care of your teeth and enjoy a healthy, beautiful smile. Don't wait. Join now for 3 additional months free. Use coupon code GENESIS to save an extra 10% off your new dental plan today. Call toll-free 888-632-5353. That's 888-632-5353. Or log on to DentalPlans.com right now.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're going to take a few calls for our guest. He is a cloud physicist. And then to be specific, that is not exactly a doctorate. I'm going to be precise about that. A meteorologist. He's a meteorologist, not a doctor. I just seem to think of the head of the weapons program for a decade with weather modification warfare tools as a doctor, but he's a physicist and a meteorologist. So its own scientific discipline, showing my ignorance here. But just amazing to be able to be talking to Ben Livingston, who also is incredibly brave up there in all those missions, having those SAM missiles fired at him. But like so many heroes, he's pretty humble about it. But I really look forward to having him back on in the future. And, of course, he's gracious enough, I think, I'm going to be able to go interview him for the local TV show here very, very soon. Ben, continuing, though, before we take these calls, any other areas or facets you want to talk about that you weren't aware, because it hasn't gotten any attention, of Kay Bailey Hutchinson's bill? I believe it's 517 going from memory. We've read the bill here on air, and it'll create this 10-member board and federal funding to, quote, deal with hurricanes in severe weather to try to lessen it. And you were telling us that you had actually, about a year ago, talked to Kay Bailey about this.
Oh, yes. Yes, and in fact, I talked to her office within the last 10 days.
And her office didn't even mention this to you. Wow.
No, didn't even mention it to me. And in fact, she mentioned the fact that there wasn't any money. The budget was such bad shape right now that there couldn't possibly find any money for something like this.
Yeah, we can get $200 billion because we won't do something about it, but we can't spend a few million to stop it.
Yeah. And
well, that's bizarre.
I wanted to read you one more thing that I think everybody might be interested in. It's I went to visit the actually the father of all this weather modification business, Dr. Robert Simpson. I visited him last October in Washington, and here's a letter he wrote to me. And it's dated September 28, 2004, and it says down in the body of it, "We have suffered some very bitter disappointments as the tide turned against weather modification efforts, not because of the science, we still think it's good science, but because of political squabbles which extended to the level of character assassination." See, here's the guy that's telling you why the program was dropped.
So there were squadrons of scientists attacking you guys.
Oh, yeah.
Wonder why.
I don't know, but...
Why has weather modification been categorized in the area of conspiracy theories when for anybody that could open up an encyclopedia, it's been well known for 50 years?
There are a few people involved in this, as I see it, who have been in and out of the program since they finished college. It's their future, it's their past, and they don't want it, they don't want anything interrupted. So as long as they keep all of us outsiders out, they don't have to worry about this sort of thing. By not having the government exercise its responsibility to protect its citizens from disasters, I'm offering, or our company and the corporate people are offering, to accept that responsibility and take it off the government's hands, because I think we can offer some protection to the
citizens.
Well,
you've got the pedigree, you've got the credentials, you've done it. I mean, you were the first person to use it in warfare that we know of in Vietnam. Why don't you tell us, it's in the news article posted on our website, but Doctor, why don't you tell us specifically about the company out there in Midland?
Well, the people I work with are up in Fargo, North Dakota.
Yes, sir.
And I want to get the list and name the people that, oh, I can do it anyway. But we have the top cloud seeding company in the world, Weather Modification, Inc., out of Fargo, North Dakota. They're exceptionally well equipped with both research type aircraft and cloud seeding aircraft, all being the same kind of airframes. But we do cloud seeding projects all over the world every year. Another member of our team is Ice Engineering. They make cloud seeding materials. That's all they do. They're up in North Dakota also. I have Dr. Bill Woodley. He's an independent meteorologist. He and I work together in Project Storm Fury on our team. And we have Professor Daniel Rosenfeld, atmospheric physicist from Hebrew University of Israel. And his specialty is worldwide recognized specialty is interpreting satellite data. So, and then myself. That is the team we have together, and we tried to get something done this past fall, and no luck.
Well, we need to get this word out, because next time a hurricane's barreling towards Florida or Texas or Louisiana, about to kill hundreds of people or 1,000 people and billions of damage, they better get some aircraft out there to weaken these storms.
Well, we tried to advise them that it takes us 6 weeks to put together a project like this, because we have other commitments around the country, around the world. You know what I mean? But this is the project we really want to do, because
it means so much. I wonder why. Well, you know what's going to happen? Our government's not going to allow it, because they make a bunch of money off of it and get to hand out favors.
Yeah.
And you know what? You're going to end up having Japan or China or somebody contract you. You're going to be able to demonstrate it outside of the control here, and then they're going to have a real problem on their hands.
Yeah, well, we're really expecting this to happen in South Korea next year.
Oh, really?
Let me tell you what I think is happening, what I think will happen. I believe that the people who contract this sort of thing, NOAA, will enlist the Air Force to put something together and go out and do this for next year. Then it won't work because it's not a game. It won't work. And then they will have all the proof they need to say that we will continue the rest of our 50-year cycle of research because this weather modification as we know it now didn't work.
And you say it's not a game. What do you mean by that?
I mean, we're not playing a game here. We're trying to save a bunch of bucks and a bunch of lives. We would put on...
Send in a bunch of people that aren't trained to just dump it in the middle of nowhere and do nothing?
That's right. Well, they would be given coordinates as to where to drop material and how much, and then they'd drop them and come home.
They wouldn't do it just off of being in the storm with the sensors at the moment picking where to hit it.
They would not be seeking out and recognizing qualified targets when they found them. It's not something you learn overnight or from a textbook.
No, I understand. Plus, but you know, if you got data 2 hours before, take off and fly out there, it'll be totally different by then. But
yeah,
the military operates is they'll give you the specific coordinates, and it doesn't even matter if the hurricane's not there once you get there.
You see, in our operation, in our method of doing business or conducting these operations, we don't care about any of that stuff. We have our own instruments. We know where the eye is.
No, I understand. True flexibility, true operational control. No, I certainly understand.
That's right. And we have airplanes that are... Our icing will not collect ice because we have full-time de-icing on them, this sort of thing. So we can go anywhere, do anything that needs to be done.
I want to jam at least one call in here. Gil in Texas, you're on with our fellow Texan, Ben Livingston. Go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon, Alex. And Mr. Livingston, is some very timely information. You all hear me fine?
Yes, we do. Go ahead.
Yes. I had to evacuate there to Austin, Alex, because of the storm. I was down there for 2 weeks, and fortunately I didn't have the time to possibly even come down there on South Lamar and maybe even see you. Does Dr. Livingston, and I'm not making any pun of his name, think that this, there was a tornado, a hurricane, Tammy, and it went up the East Coast and it's dumping huge amounts of rain in the northeast quadrant of the United States. And apparently they're saying it's going to rain there for maybe 3 or 4 more days. Could they modify even fronts that produce rain?
We could modify any cloud practically for any purpose. However, our particular interest is only in clouds or storms that have more than 100 mile an hour wind, because that's the maximum velocity that the most of our residences can stand.
But this technology works for any type of formation.
It will only work for energy sails that have vertical velocity in them, vertical velocity component.
Can it prevent rain? Can it cause drought?
Oh, yes, it can. It can take a cloud and make it not do anything. That's right.
All right. Well, Gil, thanks for the call. Mr. Livingston, meteorologist, course physicist, ran entire federal programs for weather war and now weather modification for the saving the loss of life and property. We look forward to having you back on, especially when hurricane season heats back up, and I look forward to talking to you in the very near future, sir. Thank you so much for all the time you've spent with us. You got about 30 seconds. Anything else?
And thank you very much. No, sir, I've enjoyed it very much, and I hope that we have got some information out to people to make them start asking questions themselves. Why are we not at least making an attempt to reduce the damages of hurricanes?
Well,
this is a very proactive, should be a proactive business. It's not something we can wait until the sun comes up and say, let's go out and see the cloud this afternoon to stop a hurricane. These require planning, and they're very expensive for people like us to put them on. So we have to have our business plans made pretty well in advance.
Well, it's simple. I mean, it's like you got a fire department on the coast. You've got a weather control department.
Yes, sir.
All right. Thank you for coming on with us. We'll talk to you soon, sir.
Okay, sir.
Take care. Bye-bye. Well, that was a mind-blowing interview that we brought you. We'll be right back with your calls, for those that have been holding.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Did you know that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the country today is that it is now possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now, it's cancer's turn to die with Lays Med Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star Wars technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. That's 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com. Or call LaseMed at 702-953-0267 today.
The Berkeylight's unique design combines the age-old process of micropore filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylight, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylight is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylight, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
I never voted for a war criminal. Have you?
Real conservatives hate Bush.
Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626.
If only our president would listen to his God.
Perhaps Jenna Bush.
Osama bin Forgotten.
Go to LibertyStickers.com and express your freedom of speech today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Monday through Friday, 11 to 2 Central, back from 9 to midnight. We're going to go to Sheila, Fred, Pat, and others. And I do want to get into this martial law news. Physicist and meteorologist Ben Livingston's a great guy, and he really is the father of a lot of the classical weather modification. And the point is that, sure, there's ionization and there's these HARP systems and all that, but the government can debate and abscond and claim it's the Ruskies all day. We know with 50-year-old technology they can substantively dump the water, 25% reduction, that'll save masses of lives, and the wind speed, 25%. And that's a 1960 test with chicken feed amounts of chemical. So they know. This is documented, okay? And they're not going to do a thing. And you heard him. You heard him because they want to make a bunch of money and hand out a bunch of pork barrel. And it is sick, 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 sick. And, you know, he keeps wondering why they ignored their programs and ignored it when he headed up the program. It's because, folks, they don't want people even knowing about weather modification. They don't want you knowing, so when we get hit by attacks they're sending at us to control populations, to push martial law, that we don't stand up and go, wait a minute, you can control that. They just want it out of sight, out of mind. And he even said that they don't want us even knowing it exists. This is incredible. Sheila in Oregon, you're on the air. Thanks for holding for an eon.
Not a problem, Alex. It's been 3 years since I talked to you, and you said you wanted new callers. I figured I was close enough.
Well, you're a sweetheart. What's on your mind?
Just wanted to let you know how much I've appreciated your videos. I've made over 600 DVDs of your work, Dr. Stan's work. Loose Change is one of the best videos to hand out to people who don't know anything.
Yeah, it's a good video.
It's excellent.
We actually have that at PrisonPlanet.tv for members. They were gracious enough to let us post it.
Well, that's wonderful. I do have a subscription to your Prison Planet TV, but I have really slow up speed, so I can't watch anything on there. But
you do get the e-books and the audio files, right?
Uh-huh.
So, but you're saying you have a bad connection.
Right.
Good. Okay. And by good, I'm glad it's not us.
No, it's not you guys at all. But I just want to let you know that there's other people. I'm clear out here on the left coast. I'm in Florence, Oregon. And as I said, up and down the coast, I've handed out over 600 DVDs and 200 videos in the last 3 years.
People like you saving this country.
We're trying. Most people don't want to wake up, though. They don't care.
What do you think about the open discussions now of total martial law and total dictatorship? I mean, it's openly being discussed.
It just blows my mind, and I can't get people to talk about it.
Well, see, they have to announce it now to normalize it. Oh, sure. They said he'd be the supreme ruler. I mean, you know, Ron Paul comes on and says Bush is preparing to be supreme ruler. I mean, it's actually happening to the USA.
I know. It's unbelievable, but it is happening. But my wake-up call was because they tried to force drug me in 2000. And it's like, whoa, this is insane. These people are insane. So... That's
what well, they're criminals, and their business is enslaving us one way or the other.
But they're sociopaths.
They are. Well, look, their holiday's over. We're not your property. We're not your slaves. We're not going to lick your boots. The party's over.
Absolutely.
The party's over, you disgusting parasites, you cockroaches on two legs.
Now, have you ever had Dr. Len Horowitz on your program?
Yeah, it's funny you mentioned him. I heard him on with Jack McClam yesterday, and... We got to get Lenny on. He's a great guy.
Oh, he is.
I've had him on scores of times, but not in a couple of years.
Yeah, I was going to say I hadn't heard you, but I don't listen to you every day because I do have other things to do.
Hey, I don't blame you. We're always on at night, too, 9 to midnight. So.
I know. And I do try and catch the repeats, and I usually listen to the Power Hour every morning.
Well, that's good.
But then it's time to get going.
I understand, yeah. That's got to be really early in the morning for you over there, like 5 a.m. or so.
Yeah, from 5 until 8, I listen to them, and then Derry Brownfield comes on, and by then I'm usually gone.
You're out the door.
Out trying to do something, saying, wake up, people. I opened up a truth booth at the local vegetable stand and handed out Health Crusader magazine.
Well, we need to force drug you. You're crazy. You don't like martial law. You'll feel much better once you're on these drugs. You don't want to give all your freedom up? You're insane.
Absolutely. Well, I didn't even know what all those drugs were about, but whenever they told me that I was crazy because I'd throw my husband's stuff out the window, I said, no, I was mad.
Well, no. See, all this normal behavior, none of us are perfect. We all get in fights. We all have problems. But you screw up in one little way now, they want to suck you under their mafia control. Meanwhile, the government's statistically more criminal, more abusive, more out of control. But when they make mistakes on purpose, by design, it's okay. How dare you? Government's your lord. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
You bet. Good to hear from you. Hey, look, it's really that simple. Government is not your owner. They are fallible, and they are pieces of trash.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire, instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times, just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send for your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, Pennsylvania, 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, Pennsylvania, 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey Purification Elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Sometimes getting older can be a real pain in the back. Lower back aches, sciatic nerve pain, or that knife in the back feeling is something many of us have learned to suffer through. But now, we don't have to. The Sacro Wedgie uses the same principle used by chiropractors and osteopaths to correct the alignment of the spine by supporting the sacrum and letting gravity do the rest. Simply lie on your back with the Sacro Wedgie under your sacrum and relax for about 20 minutes. You can actually feel many of these aches and pains just go away. Use the Sacro Wedgie regularly, and many of these problems just don't come back. Get your Sacro Wedgie today for only $29.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and ask about the next support for perfect spinal alignment too. Yeah, getting old is a pain, but it doesn't have to hurt. Get your Sacro Wedgie today and specify whether it's for a man or a woman. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. And give yourself a wedgie.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
We're going to go back to your calls, but before we do that, it's really simple. We're in an information war, and we need soldiers in that war, like the last lady, Sheila, in Oregon. To engage the enemy in the information war, and that's exactly what my award-winning, powerfully produced documentary films do. Highly proofed, highly documented. And the videos are getting better and better. I mean, the new one, Martial Law, is my best work ever. It is three films in one. The latest info on the inside job of 9/11, Building 7, how the globalists pulled it off, everything. The latest police state developments and who the globalists are, what their master plan is. It is three films in one, $25.95. Get a second copy for $19.95, third copy for $16, fourth copy for $14. I just want you to get them. Get one copy of American Dictators, and each additional copy is $5.95. I mean, buy 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 videos. Give them to your friends and family. Give them as gifts this holiday season instead of a fruitcake nobody's going to eat or a, you know, a tie nobody's going to wear. Give them the gift of information, a high-quality film, or buy one copy and make copies and give those as gifts. Those folks probably would appreciate the original with the, you know, nice color cover on the DVD or the VHS and the nice color packaging with the shrink wrap and all that, but it doesn't matter. Or get some of the books we carry or the book I've written or Paul Watson's book. And yes, when you support us, we can do even more, get better computers, better cameras, hire more people to put up more websites and do a better job. We need your support. And but that's secondary. You need to get these videos, big discounts. Go to the safe, secure online shopping cart at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net or PrisonPlanet.tv. And link through on the secure shopping cart over to our Yahoo shopping cart and order some of these videos and books and be sure and take advantage of some of the specials. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, and that's at 3001 South Lamar. That's 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Or last but not least, they can answer all your questions about what the films cover, the synopses of each one. Synopsis. They can tell you about all the different specials, the other books and videos we carry by other great researchers. 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Please take action. These videos will not be seen. They will not have an effect unless you get them. And yes, unless you make copies of them. And I want to thank those that have done that. From the bottom of my heart, I want to thank those that have aired them on Access TV. If you've aired some of our older films on Access TV, you got to get the new ones and air them. Get full authorization, too. Please keep it up. I know things seem dark right now, but the globalists are moving regardless of what we do, but everybody's waking up. So let them try martial law. Let them try to pull something even bigger. It's going to be rough, but at least we've planted the seeds. At least we can say we didn't lay down to it. And they got a fight on their hands, and they know it. And this is just a bunch of bravado from a bunch of arrogant bullies. And then just look, for those of you that I guess have never been in a fist fight or never had any of these life experiences, I remember being 12 years old, walking home from school and having five guys get around me that were 16, 17 years old, and they started punching me and beating me up just for fun. And I tried to fight back a little bit, but I was a sweet little kid. And I got home, my dad said, well, you're a big wimp. And the next time you need to fight them. I know you're not a wimp. You know, I mean, I know how you are, son. You can, you know, fall off a two-story balcony and, you know, but not even cry when you, you know, break something. And, you know what, I got aggressive. And a few years later, I saw those guys and I put a couple of them in the hospital. I'm not really saying that's good, but I put one of them in a coma. I did that another time, too. Literally in a coma. And, you know, so you reap what you sow, and it's just better to fight. It got to the point where I got into fighting and thought it was cool, which it isn't. And then it's like the gunslinger everybody wants to get in a fight with you, especially in the culture in Dallas. Totally different from the culture in Austin. I'm not a fighter, folks. I'm a lover. But, you know, you can also go to the extreme. You got to know when to hold them, know when to fold them, know when to walk away, know when to run. You don't always want to jump into a fight. But when you got to defend yourself, you just got to do it. And it's simple. It's really simple. You're afraid until you finally get in that fight. And that big bully who weighs 240 pounds, you weigh 160 pounds, and he just goes ahead and hauls off and punches you, just let it loose. Just let it loose. It feels so good once you get past the fear and just start knocking their teeth out and blocking their eyes and pounding their head in the pavement. And, of course, that's an analogy of fighting the New World Order. I'm not scared of these people. I'm not scared of them. I'm not going to hit them first. But if they're stupid enough to haul off and really punch us, which they're getting ready to do, they're going to have millions of veterans, millions of Vietnam vets and millions of Gulf War I vets and people I know. I mean, just so many of them. It's like an ocean of grass. I mean, just every person's a blade of grass. I mean, we have got so much power, and we've had so much restraint, and we've sat here and we put up with this bull for so long, and it's simple. You know, that bully sitting there punching on us and sitting on us and spitting on us and laughing at us and, you know, grabbing us and holding us up, and you know, one of them's holding us while the other holds our legs, and they're just punching us, having fun. Whereas, you know, in real life, when those bullies come up and get around you, you just go berserk, start savagely attacking them. They're not going to like it because bullies are cowards, folks. Bullies are pieces of filth. Look, a man in the wrong cannot keep a coming against a man who's in the right. Or what's the exact saying? Somebody gave me a plaque of it. It's an old Texas Ranger saying. I keep trying to get it right. What's the exact quote? Is it a man in the wrong can't stand against a man in the right who keeps on a coming? The point is that goodness is stronger than darkness. Love is stronger than hate. And we shouldn't be so afraid. We're all going to die. Life's short. We might as well be men. We might as well not be afraid. We might as well just get over it and defend the homeland against the New World Order. And they're so arrogant, they think they're going to get away. It's an illusion. They think they're going to get away with all of it. And that is just not the case. That is not the case. They are not going to get away with it. They never get away with it throughout history. And I'm calling for good police and good FBI and good military and good people everywhere. We are the real America. These parasites running our government are the false America. They're hijackers. They've literally hijacked things, and now they're telling us America's bad, or that the old America's bad, and that their new America of the black mask and the submachine gun and the jackboot and the surveillance camera is good. The new America, the open borders and abortion and gun control, and it isn't. So people need to get their allegiances straight. There is no longer any doubting and any debating and any questioning. We have a corrupt, out-of-control, psychopathic, delusional government. I mean, Ron Paul said it 2 days ago. I mean, they really want military dictatorship, and they want your guns. And I'd say elaborate. I've seen them try and take our guns. And Ron Paul's like, that's right. They are coming to get our guns. They're coming to put us in camps. I mean, folks, this is not a joke. And a lot of you know, the bully's pathetic, but really what's pathetic is the coward. The cowardly cop, or the cowardly sergeant, or the cowardly general who knows all this is wrong, but they're going to go ahead and follow orders because they're afraid of peer pressure. Even the lowest form of rat droppings, I'm sorry to use that term, but that's all I can say. You are the lowest form of cockroach I can imagine. I mean, listen to me. Do you know why we're America? Because we had forefathers that were willing to get down and dirty and spill their guts for freedom. I mean, their blood built this place. I hope you realize that. Look, I can't hold a candle to our founding fathers, and you can't. But the least we can do is try to be men. The least we can do is not sit there and beg to be slaves. I am not your slave, and I will never be your slave, and you will never, never get control of me, no matter what you do, no matter what prison camp you put me in, no matter how many electrodes you hook up to me, no matter how many teeth you knock out. I have always been more of a man than you are, and I always will be. You are the lowest filth on earth. There aren't that many of them either. They got a lot of well-meaning dupes and cowards that work for them, and a lot of do-gooders and fools and compartmentalized idiots who just can't believe the evil of what they're part of. But they're fast to waking up. They got a cadre of psychopath control freaks that were abused as children and like to do this business, but it isn't going to work. Okay, we outnumber them thousands and thousands and thousands to one, and it's time for us to stop being bullied. It's time when the punks punch us in the face to punch them right back. And when they hit the ground, stomp their head. Now, I mean that figuratively. If ever comes to push, comes to shove, I mean literally. Stomp them. When they're down, don't let them get back up. You think when I was in a fight and I had, two big old 240-pound black guys pounding on me in some back alley, you think when I got one of them down, I just gave up? I just quit? That's how you get killed in a fight. That's when you start kicking them in the head. You think when I had three big old rednecks, one of them swinging a pair of post-hole diggers at my head, that I gave up once I got one of them down? This is going for broke, ladies and gentlemen. This is 110% total warfare for the species. So I use the analogy of a street fight. I use the analogy of a street fight for the fight against the New World Order. This is no holds barred. Mortal combat for your family, this society, this entire civilization. Do you understand that? This isn't a joke. This isn't a game. This is the real world. Let's go ahead and take a call. Let's go ahead and talk to Fred in Illinois. Go ahead, Fred.
Hi, Alex. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Fantastic. I just wanted to let you know I'm 21 years old. I was brought up to believe that the Second Amendment was an outdated law that they needed 200 years ago and when people had wooden teeth. And I believed this for so many years, and I got into Michael Moore's crap, and I suddenly realized what a socialist he is, and I got into your stuff a little bit. And then the more and more I watched it, the more excited I got because I realized that we can fight, that we can win.
Exactly. The globalists know you're going to rebel against their corrupt system, so they give you a false socialist escape valve that's actually controlled by their paradigm.
Exactly. And they've tried it before, and we've defeated them before, and we can do it again. And I just wanted to let you know you've inspired me. Me and my girlfriend have put up a website. Can I give the link?
Yeah, go ahead.
It's thephoenixsunrise.com, all one word.
That's a nice name, phoenixsunrise.com.
Thank you. We got, you know, Northwood, all the documents that you've professed, they're all on there, they're all real. And I wanted to let you know we really wanted to support you. We're broke and we have a child. We wanted to send you like...
But I don't want you to support... I don't need your support, sir.
No. It is necessary. And we signed up for PrisonPlanet.tv, $5.95. I mean, it's not going to break us, don't worry. And it is so worth it. It is just a library of information. Anything that you need is at your fingertips. It's no joke. Fast downloading speeds, everything you want. And I just wanted to thank you. Thank you for fighting the war.
Well, I appreciate that, Fred.
One more thing. Have you heard of Tom Burden?
Tom who?
Burden. He was a lieutenant colonel for the U.S. He did a lot of experiments involving nuclear energy back in 1962.
Yeah, it rings a bell back in the back of my head, but I don't remember. No, I don't.
Okay, well, I got an interview from 1985 where he talks about how the Russians were using electromagnetic waves to influence weather control. And, you know, he didn't come out for 20 years and didn't say anything about it, and now he's got a few books out about it.
Well, I ought to interview him. Yeah, send any recommendations to tips at Infowars.com and take care, my friend. And let me be clear about this. You know, if you're broke and you don't have any money, folks, I don't want you to buy anything from us. I mean, I'm sure you can find a neighbor who will give you a copy of one of the videos. But none of us are as broke as we think we are, just that we don't eat out a bunch and do things like that. It's amazing how much money you'll save. Plus, home-cooked food's a lot better. There are a lot of tips, and you know, that's a whole other subject. You know, if I get all emotional and hype myself up for physical warfare, you know, it's either we're going to be in the fight or we're going to be out of the fight. We're going to be raped or we're going to resist. And so, you know, I go off into these memories of, you know, just remembering how it is to get over fear, to turn it loose. Look, when you're under attack, folks, you got to turn it loose. Turn it loose! And that's what I've done in the fight against the New World Order. And I haven't done the best job. It doesn't matter. I've shown up. I've shown up, and I've turned myself loose. I've turned myself loose. I haven't held myself back. I've asked God to give me guidance. And you know, it's not a good analogy to talk about fighting. Fighting is not cool, and I'll tell young people not to do it. I've got a broken leg, broken bones, and you know, all sorts of stuff because I got into it. And, you know, it's not fun. I mean, I actually get up in the morning and have aches and pains from it. So, you know, please, when I start shooting my mouth off, it just sounds ridiculous, and I don't know why I do it. But, you know, I just say what's on my mind. And you know, the analogy is, though, well, it's the old football example. Your coaches will tell you, you got to go 110% or you're going to get hurt. You got to go 110% in life. It's the one down, the one play where you don't go 110% when you break your ankle. And that's how this fight is. The minute you let fear creep in, the minute you don't go with your intellect integrated with your instincts, the minute you let them get the advantage over you, they've already won. You have got, it's called the initiative. And we're going to take it to them. We're going to smash them. The victory's ours, people. We got to take it. We're going to smash them. We're coming for you. Let's talk to Pat in Ohio. Pat, welcome.
Hello, Alex.
Hi.
Hi. Yeah, I'm from Columbus, and I'll keep this short. Your videos are very excellent. And
well, I'm getting all these plugs for the videos today. Thank you.
Yeah, the DVDs, and it's really good. But my concern is your security. You know, when I've been sharing them, making takes as well, and passing them out to my friends, but the stuff that's on them makes me wonder about your security. Can't they hurt you? Because you know what they did to John Hines and I guess maybe Paul Wellstone.
They've killed a lot of people.
Yeah, and have they ever threatened you, anyone?
Well, yeah, we can't get away from fighting today. Yeah, no, it's been a police report about it. It was caught on tape. I had four guys pound on me out in the parking lot one time, but they didn't like what happened. They were surprised. Though they were hired, and they said, shut up. They were there saying, it's time for you to keep your mouth shut. That was over Waco, because I was really exposing things on Waco and protesting Judge Walter Smith. And they were there to tell me that it was time to shut up. Of course, I didn't. And then, I've gotten death threats over the telephone and stuff before. It's just...
Yeah, that's what I was wondering.
It's just like out of a movie. I mean, the voice changes the whole bit, and I just tell them, bring it on. I mean, you know what? Listen, life's pretty darn tiring and tough, and I enjoy it and I eat it up, but I am not worried about it. Listen, you can't do what we do and worry about death. I mean, I'm nothing. Talk to people that have actually been in sustained combat. You just turn it off. I'll tell you what, I'll explain it to you when we get back. You know, God is in control, folks. So I fear God a lot more than I fear the New World Order.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is the global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Question is still there. You have to be willing to give up your life to save your life. I mean, that's in the Bible, but it's true. When you're willing to fight and die for freedom, you're going to have freedom because the tyrants aren't going to move on you. When you're afraid and try to appease and try to go along to get along, you're going to get more abuse. See, that's really the anomaly. People think you grovel, you lay down, you go along to get along, that everything's honky-dory. It's not. That leads into enslavement, into stagnation. When you're mean, when you're spining, When you're like a porcupine, the wolves leave you alone. When you're a fat little mouse, they're going to eat you. To use another ridiculous analogy. And, we do what we do because we love. I love my children, and I'm going to fight. They're not going to be slaves. I'm going to fight as best I can. And I love everybody's children. I love humanity. And it's not some, high and lofty thing. It's just normal, folks. This is how you're supposed to operate. Is that you're supposed to stand up against criminals and scumbags and abusers. And, no, God's in control. That's number one why I haven't been killed. And they tried death threatening me. They tried beating me up. I don't talk a lot about it. People always ask about it, so I've got to, mention it. And, now I just laugh at people. Years ago I get the call with the voice changer, Mr. Jones, it's time for you to stop these activities. And, I saw the little dog in the backyard. How was it doing by the fig tree? And, at a certain point, you just go, look, do whatever you got to do. You must be in a living hell to have to act like this and do this for a living. I bet you're upset at night. I bet you have nightmares at night. I bet you're really lonely. And the more evil you plunge into, the more unhappy you are. And, man, it freaks people like that out. Some guy with his big muscles and his tattoos and all his whores and his fast car and all the money in his bank account. And what does it do for him? Nothing. He's a little baby who's afraid. A real man takes care of little people. A real man stands up for what's good. A real man doesn't strut around and abuse people. And so that person then, unless you're just a total psychopath, even total psychopaths get freaked out by the truth. We're stronger than they are. He that is in us is greater than he that is in the world. And when we start realizing that, we don't care. It'd be a blessing if the New World Order seized me and killed me. It would be God's will. It would be a blessing. I guarantee you good would come out of it. It is all in God's hands, ladies and gentlemen. And I said, if that happened, it would be in God's will. It would be a blessing. I'm not saying it would be a blessing. If that's what God wants, that's what God wants. The persecution of the church, of the body of Christ, you mean the preacher, I will, is the strength of it. You understand that, folks? That is literally when we get closest to God. And every day I think, God, please don't make me like Job. I've been so blessed. I've been blessed fighting this. But my whole life, I didn't know this was preparation. The things I saw, the drug dealing sheriff, the devil worshipers in the community, the evil I witnessed growing up, all the things I saw was readying me to see the world through the proper lens. Now, I am ranting and raving, Pat. Does that answer your question?
Yeah. I have one more statement.
Sure.
Looking at your tape, I just have a mild criticism. That's regarding Michael Moore. I'm just thinking, because he did a good thing with, Fahrenheit 9/11, and he may not have the same level of, his level of fear may be greater, and maybe he couldn't go as deep. Like, you were asking about 9/11 issues, and he wasn't
No, I hear you. We're out of time. You can call me back later and we can talk about it more. Actually, Michael Moore did George Bush a favor. He took the massive 9/11 movement that was talking about government involvement and just made it where Bush is a buffoon. So we turned capital murder of 3,000 people into just negligence. Negligent homicide. And that just won't do it. Okay, plus I didn't like Michael Moore's bodyguards pushing on me and stuff. So, we might have been a little hard on Michael Moore. He's a tool. God bless you all. Vaya con Dios.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.